As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
Singer and fiddler Alison Krauss has helped rekindle interest in the American roots sound with her music from the movie O Brother, Where Art Thou? She's been touring with other artists from the movie's multi-platinum soundtrack. Her latest album, New Favorite, was recorded with her band Union Station. Having won 10 Grammys, she's up for 5 more this year and could share in 3 others. With wildly divergent influences, Alison Krauss refuses to conform to the expectations of bluegrass purists. But Krauss says there's familiar footing in traditional arrangements she and her band choose to record, like band member Jerry Douglas's tune, Choctaw Hayride. What's the process for deciding what you're going to record and then taking it the next step, arranging it, adapting it to the band?
I really am the one kind of looking for tunes. That's really my favorite part of this whole thing is I look everywhere. If I hear something on the radio that I like, I find out who wrote it. And, you know, occasionally I'll go to publishing companies. It's like kind of like going shopping. They'll play a little bit of a song and you say, yeah, well, I'd like to get a tape of that. So I do that every now and then, and we get sent songs a lot. And then there's kind of 6 or 7 songwriters that I usually call up a few months before we record and ask them to send me some tunes. And so I listen to a bunch of stuff, and then I pick out my favorite things and bring it to the band and see what they think.
And is the idea to make you happy or your fans happy?
Oh, us happy, definitely.
Because you seem to always be stretching the bounds of what a bluegrass band can do.
We've always kind of been in trouble with traditional fans for doing that, and we've never pretended to be a traditional bluegrass band.
A couple of occasions here, Daylight and I'm Gone. You're an orchestra.
When I was just knee high, Mama told me never try to be someone that I am not. Yet over time I had forgot, a wandering child so lost at play. He's found himself, but he can't find his way.
Remind myself, these are 5 acoustic musicians.
Well, I mean, there's also a lot of layering. We like to layer stuff to make it sound different, so tunes aren't the same setup every time. So, yeah, I did a lot of strings on there, and that can, you know, change the character of a tune kind of dramatically sometimes.
You cover a Dan Fogelberg song that he recorded when you were under a year old. and it's just beautiful.
Thank you. I love that song, Stars. And that was actually the first tune that we found for this record. I thought, oh, that's perfect. That makes me feel horrible.
Stars fall every time a lover has to face the truth. And far too many stars have fell on me. Upon my eyes, I cry.
It's a real stretch too. It's challenging.
It was a tough vocal to get. It's easy to sing that out of tune.
The title cut, if you sang a sadder song, it would be, I guess, because your dog died or something.
That song, I remember when I first heard it, I was going to publishing companies listening for material, and our manager was there with me. She represented Gillian Welch at that time, and the publishing company represented her also. And he said, oh, I just got this, the guy playing the song said, I just got this new tape from Gillian. Do you want to hear these songs? And she says, sure. And so they're sitting in there, and I am sitting in the other room, and I hear that song come on, and I'm like, what about that one? I want that one. And so they called her to see if we could have it.
You wrote
remember rehearsing it, and every time that second verse came up, I'm like, I can't even get through this song. It was so moving and so sad.
It's just different. You're a chanteuse there. You are, it speaks to a listener.
I love the heartbeat on the tom-tom. Whenever I hear a song with that beat in it, it always turns something in your gut.
Well, plus the guitar, too. It sounds like a pulse.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah. Just no accent. I remember we were, you know, like to have no accent in it, just kind of dead. It gives a creepy feeling to have something very emotional, and then you have something like this, you know, just kind of dead underneath it. It can work.
So you're nominated for 5 Grammys. You could share in 3 others. Your engineer is up for a Grammy.
Yeah.
A great year.
Yeah, it's pretty fun making this record. You just kind of go in a hole with your record, and then it's done, and you never know what anybody's going to say. And then to get recognized for something you love to do, it's amazing. It's a great feeling. Oh, this is my job. Fantastic.
I know you've got a new favorite.
The thing at the end, a little false start at the very end of the album.
That was the very first time we started recording on this record, and Ron broke the string within the first, you know, 10 seconds, and we thought that was so funny because we hoped it wasn't like an omen of what was coming.
Alison Krauss and her band Union Station will soon be on the road in support of their latest album, New Favorite.